Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Mark.
I'm Kayla.
And welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back. We've had some pretty emotional episodes recently, I feel like. At least that Aspen one was kind of our longest one yet. Thank you for the support on that. I feel like a lot of people have been reaching out saying that they appreciate the vulnerability, which is nice to hear because sometimes it's just like, oh my God, we're fucking crying again. Like, chill out, bro. Like,
yeah, you cry, no one says anything. I just embarrass myself.
Yeah, like, this was supposed to be in a powerful moment. Like, but thank you for listening to that. Look, this episode, talking about hookups. And we've touched on this topic before, but always kind of more in a way that just alluded to everything. Like, oh, like, you know, this is my thoughts on it, not necessarily talking about our own experience. Which I think is a lot more interesting than just giving some thoughts about if it's like ethical or not. So my current thoughts on hookup culture have been very much like the grass is greener on the other side. I feel like I've been very like, oh, like I would like to experience hooking up with a bunch more people or just like, you know, experiencing more sexual partners in my lifetime. Yeah, everyone I talk to that has been in hookup culture is always like, I hate it. Like, I'm over it. Sex is boring. Sex is bad. Sex is all this. So, what do you guys think? Would you enjoy it or not?
I think in theory, it sounds fun. You know, like, experimenting with, like, different people and stuff. But I think after a short while, I would get, like, quickly tired of it. And I would just be over it. I haven't actively participated in hookup culture, so I can't say like for sure, but I think in my head it sounds a lot more like romanticized than, you know, the reality of it.
Yeah. And okay, and by hookup culture, I feel like we mean, at least my definition is just like one night stands with strangers that you either meet on a dating app or like at a party or something, and that's it. It's just like, oh yeah, we had sex that one time and that was it. I know there's also the definition of like flings and stuff, which is totally different. So I guess flings really are a little bit more fun, it seems like. Is that your definition of hookup culture? Like, yep. Having like a fling where it's like, oh, maybe I dated a man for like a week, went on 2 dates with him, and then we had sex and that was it? Or just purely like had sex once and that was it?
I view it as both.
Both?
Yeah. Like dates and just one night stands.
Oh, really?
I'd say it's like just like short-term stuff, like you only have sex with them, they're only looking for pretty much sex, not looking to date.
How about comfort?
Cuddles, everyone on Grindr.
Maybe, yeah, and comfort.
You know,
yeah that's like comfort isn't the number one thing out of everything, like,
but when I think of hookup culture, I think of one night stands, not like flings and stuff.
Flings, I think of comfort.
Like cuddles, someone just to hold you, tell you you're okay, you're safe.
They hold their hand, you know, have them as their passenger.
Yeah, just drive them everywhere. Pretend, just role playing. As soon as you get tired, you like, no longer want to do this. Or what?
What?
Like that's what flings are, no? It's like you both like go through like the super, super high of meeting someone new, getting to know them. And then as soon as it gets slightly boring, you're like, okay, bye. Because I don't understand how people can casually date. And, like, I feel like a lot of flings is, like, casually dating for, like, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I think it's, like, it finishes once you get what you, like, wanted or needed, what you learned.
I just feel like I would, like, fall in love or something and I wouldn't want to let them go. No?
You get attached easily?
Yes, I think so. I think I get attached easily. Like, when I think of, like, all the relationships that I have had have been, like, years of my life. So to think about just like, oh, just 2 months casually, like.
And also you stay friends with the people you like and don't I stay work friends with them, you know.
I'm just,
really?
I'm just kidding.
Like who?
Okay, yeah, I mean,
okay.
But I feel like I've been wanting to experience. Okay, look, that brings me to my next point, because every relationship, ever since I was 13, I basically have been in a relationship in some sort of way.
That's crazy. Why are you by yourself?
All long term?
That's what I'm saying.
You should be by yourself. That's what I'm saying
for so many people.
Like,
were they all long term?
I mean, I don't know. Think about it.
Wait, now that
I've had two boyfriends, and each one has been like at least a year commitment. Like, when I commit if there's anything.
Oh,
like
that. He's a good man.
I'm sure, Gail.
Okay, sure. Well, recent terms, recent developments. No, but like, look, when I was 13, started dating Thomas, who's also on this podcast. And then that was like, it was like a year and a half of like actual dating, and then like another 2 years of like on and off, like not really sure. But basically, I wasn't single. I wasn't just completely like isolated.
Yeah. And then when you started dating Tristan, you like,
I was single for like a month.
Yeah. There was a 1 month where like we stopped. We were like, okay, we'll be finished for sure. And then you went with Tristan. So that, I mean.
And so that was another like 2 years almost.
Yo, I'm barely just learning this.
What?
I'm barely just learning this.
What do you mean?
I thought you guys had like a huge break before.
No, like Tristan. We were always together.
Even like.
Girl, what? Oh,
wow. Like.
And I thought everyone knew that.
I did not know that. Because I thought.
I didn't know. It was just.
Yeah.
Shit. I didn't know.
Right? No, what the hell?
Wait, you guys didn't have a break at all?
No. We would like go
maybe
on
for
break.
Like a week or two.
And then we would like. No. We would still hang out.
We still hang out.
We would still do things together.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
I thought you like had like a little like hookup phase.
No. Okay. So I think there was like maybe like during the pandemic, there was maybe like a couple months where we like, obviously we didn't see anyone. So we like stopped talking or seeing each other or anything.
Yeah.
And then during that time. Okay.
It that's why it got so messy, because. Because we
one of us
together,
thought it was.
But, bitch, we weren't together, but we were still together in some ways.
We acted like we were together, which was.
But there were no boundaries of us being together.
So one of us was inevitably really hurt by it.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like the situation where like one of us is like, oh, like this is just like a casual thing, right? And the other was like, for sure. Meanwhile, they're like.
Well, yeah, but it's just like we were also.
So it was messy.
Yeah, it was very messy.
So I've never truly like had like. Oh my god, I've never truly had a phase where it's just like. Me, like there has always been someone there that. Can provide like that sense of comfort that you were talking about, Mark. Right? Like,
oh yeah.
Oh, we're just friends. You want to cuddle though? You want to come over? Like, spend all of our time together.
This is
so I've never just been like alone. Like, if I want comfort, I gotta comfort myself or something.
That's so surprising to me, because you come across as like
independent,
a very independent person.
You carry yourself
you just,
over.
Like,
so interesting.
But
huh?
I think when it comes to like, you know, like your emotional side, you need somebody there to like help with that.
Yeah.
But that's just so funny, because even you like you preached. Like, you know, like taking time after the relationship and stuff for yourself.
Yeah. I would have never expected
And look
it.
At you. Look at
me.
You over here.
Look at little old me, like doing my thing.
I definitely thought you took like a year break when you were like doing like the hookup like stuff. But
No, baby boy.
I've always urged Gael to like take a break to it just himself.
And I
so that he can like actually
you
learn
tried?
From like the relationship, like what not to do.
Right. But also, look.
This didn't listen,
okay,
though.
Okay, but also, and okay, so I've never actually participated in hookup culture. I mean, I've only ever really gone on one hookup that's like, oh, I met someone for the first time, had sex, and that was it, never saw them again. I've only done that once. And it was like, it was whatever, it was okay. It was just, I feel like the idea of it sounded better than in the actual experience. But then part of me was also like, well, I didn't really find that dude too attractive. So maybe if I like only hook up with people that I truly find like really, really attractive, it'll be a different experience, which I don't know yet. And, you know, throughout this whole time, I only ever really had like one like quick fling where it's like, oh, we, you know, we're sort of talking for like a month and then split after that. And then after that is when I met like my current boyfriend and stayed together for like almost 2 years now. And I feel like from my perspective, it's always been like, oh, the grass is greener on the other side. Like everyone, like it's so much more fun to hook up than be in a relationship when you're young. But I don't know. What do you think, Mark? Because I feel like you experienced both.
Both.
Yeah, like both first, like being in a relationship to like, I don't know.
I guess so. I've experienced a long-term relationship, young. And then after that, I guess I'm going through more of a casual.
You're whore casual.
I want to say it. I feel like everybody should go through a whole phase.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I think you learn a lot more when you're with different people. You learn about what you like, what you don't like. And
is that like,
and it's also,
sexually or also just personality?
Yeah, personality too.
Really?
Yeah, like casually dating, not just like casually hookups.
Is that even a thing? A lot casually of people are dating? Like, that's not true. That's not real. Like casual dating, like what the fuck is that?
I'm into casual dating.
So just like talking to people, having that rush and then letting them go?
I guess so. The reason why I would like to promote casual dating is just to figure out what you like, figure out what you don't like.
And how are you figuring that out?
Just by seeing how they act and then how their actions affect you. If you get what I mean.
So what would happen if you just be friends first?
Be friends first?
And see, like, yeah, like, is casual dating just, like, isn't that just, like, just be friends first and to figure out what type of people you like?
It's like talking stage. You go into the talking stage. Yeah. Casual dating.
Interesting. I don't know if I'm, like, into casual dating, but yeah. I would say that I could understand like flings more. Like you both know, like, hey, I'm just here for like 2 weeks. I'm here for.
Isn't flings and casual dating like the same thing?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Cause I think like.
Really? I feel like flings are like a little more solidified.
As in like you both know what you're there for.
But yeah. Does that mean it's exclusive?
I would say flings
are exclusive.
Feel more exclusive. Yeah. Like it's more serious. Casual dating is like, okay, I'm like seeing this person, but they're probably seeing other people too. So
going on multiple dates,
yeah. Seeing who vibes. Like it's not exclusive. While a fling isn't a relationship, but it's more exclusive. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, just for the next 2 weeks, it's just us, me and you versus the world. So that's what I see.
It's it like before they move off.
Before they move off, yeah, to Paris or Barcelona.
Oh, true, true, true.
They're just studying abroad.
I think the like important theme for casual dating is just not taking things like too seriously.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know if I could do it though. Or
exactly. Some people can't, some people can.
Yeah, because I always have that fear in the back of my head, like what if this I meet person somebody? Like
oh yeah, go ahead.
Because I don't know. Maybe for the most part I've never okay, I lied, that's a lie. I was gonna say I've never met someone that I didn't just feel like I could get to know and like date, but I have. Okay, I don't know, I get you.
And plus I just want to experience like different people too. Like for me in high school I definitely stayed within the same circle, and so through like casually dating I would be able to experience different types of people older than me, people I'm only 18, people older than me, people my age, people of different ethnicities, people from different cities.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah. No, I
because they live that. Like a different life. Like mm-hmm. Even somebody in like, let's say Rolling Heights.
Right. No, for sure. Rolling Heights. That was just so specific, but yeah.
My fault.
No, yeah. Like Rolling Heights.
It's very different over there.
Because Rolling Heights.
Somebody within that zip code. Like.
Why Rolling Heights, Mark?
There. My fault.
Versus Riverside.
Yeah, as opposed to... Yeah. Oh, that's you.
Yeah, I got someone out there in Riverside for sure. Okay. No, I get you, though. I totally get you. Because I think... Well, one of the questions that... that, like, I was talking about with my boyfriend is, like... And, like, with you guys, too. It was, like, would I be okay with being in a long-term relationship for, like, the rest of my youth? So, basically saying from, like, if, like... Like, right now, I'm in a relationship, right? And it's like, okay, are we going to try to see, like, if we can keep this going as long as possible? Which means we might break up at, like, 25, 26. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, lose those college years of, like, being young and doing whatever
All good.
Sorry, my bad. In doing whatever because we were in a relationship, or would I prefer like being single and like trying everything? And I am the type of person that I wouldn't want to be in a long-term relationship while I'm young.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're committed, but you're also just such a curious person.
Yeah,
that you're gonna act on your curiosity.
Work. No, it would not work because I would be so depressed. Like I love the idea of, I don't know, like actually like having a long-term partner, but also not while I'm young, because I do like Mark, I want to experience all different sorts of people. And something that I also really, really want to experience is dating someone that's also my own ethnicity. Mm. Cause my whole life, it's just been me in Vietnam.
He has a type.
Somehow, I don't know.
Somehow.
Oh, see that we're like the opposite. I've only dated somebody
that's your ethnicity.
Yeah. Or Asian.
Yeah, Asian. Yeah, I'm like, what if I go date a Latino or like a white person? Whoa. I wouldn't do that. No, I like. Yeah. Sorry. I would try it. No, I'm just kidding. I would try it. That was a joke. I'm sorry. Mm. Yeah, no, but I do wonder, like, you know, what does that feel like?
That's racist. That's reverse racism.
Reverse racism.
Thank you, Thomas, for bringing that boy.
That's a good point. You're right. I'm so sorry to everyone that I've offended. But yeah, like I want to just experience everything. Like I want to have meet a bunch of people and just see like different people and just see what that's like. And a conversation I had with my boyfriend is that like we both agree that like he wants the same thing too. Like he doesn't want to spend like the rest of his youth in a committed relationship, because we're both meeting like a lot of new people, especially him more than anything. Like he's a dancer, so like everyone fucking knows each other, and there's just like so many people you meet because there's you're constantly around people. So I think it's only natural to get curious and be like, oh, like, you know, I could be like single and just getting to know all these people, hooking up with them, whatever you want to do. And that sounds fun, instead of like, oh, I have a boyfriend, I can't do anything for all like this entire time while everyone else is like hooking up and stuff. And so we both feel the same way that like we wouldn't want this. And so that did make me realize like there it's like just a matter of time before we break up. It's like more about like us deciding like, okay, like are we good now? Like are you I don't know what the right word is. Not bored necessarily, but like, okay, like you're getting older and older, and every year is another, like, you know, we're gonna be 20 and then it's gonna be 21 in just like under a year, so at most. It's like by that time, one of us is going to have to decide, like, do we want to keep dating or we're going to break up? And we decided, like, I mean, yeah, we're going to have to break up because it's what we know we'll want, which made me really sad to think about. Made me really sad to think about because it's really weird because, like, I don't want to break up and I don't want it. Do any of that, but I know that I'll regret not having done it. And like, so it's like, it's the weirdest thing between like what I want to do in the moment versus what I know I will wish I would have done in the future.
That's such a messy situation.
It's not even messy. That's, it's not messy. Sad. It's
complicated.
Yeah, it's just sad to think that, like, I guess at this point it's really just like a timer of like enjoying whatever else is left before one of us decides, like, okay, that's, I think, crazy. It's time for us to do that. Which is also just heartbreaking because it's like, you know, it's not like either of us truly want to, but we know we have to, it seems like. So that's a weird like thing, which is why like relationships when you're young, especially if they're like long term, kind of get messy, because it's like, oh, well, how long are you going to do that for?
Yeah, you guys haven't considered open relationship?
I don't think that'd be good.
No?
I don't think so. I think I'd rather just, like, break it off. I did think about that. Like, oh, what about, like, an open relationship? But it's like, no, I don't think so. I feel like that's even messier. And it could... Because, you know, if anything, maybe we break off and still have love for each other. And then maybe 2 years later, we're like, hey, like, we're good. Let's get back together. And are still on good terms. But an open relationship might just, like... destroy all of that because of hurt feelings and stuff. So it's like, might as well just break that off. So yeah, it's also that case of like the grass is greener on the other side. Like right now I say like that's what I want, but I know damn well I'm gonna like, you know, we'll break up and then like 2 months later I'm gonna be like, okay, like I'm good. I'm okay. Like who wanna lock me up?
Why do you think that you always like look for relationships rather than staying by yourself?
It's not even that it's not even that I'm like looking for them. It's just I just fall into that.
Are you sure?
I mean, don't lie to yourself.
I know. No, I swear.
I know you're on those apps, Kyle.
just for friends.
No, you always say that. You disguise it under, oh, no, I'm just looking to meet people. I want to meet, like,
yeah, because that's true. And, okay, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like I might just also just be so bad at, like, having flings and hookup culture because I'll just fall in love with everyone. Because that's what the goal was when I was on these apps is, like, I don't want a relationship. I just want to, like, meet people and like talk for a bit and then move on, but then I just met the first person and never moved on.
And I saw it coming from a mile away.
Damn.
Yeah. But that's my warning you to know, anyone in relationships.
Yeah, I think the same, like the grass is green on the other side, because I haven't been in a relationship since you and I broke off. Or I've been in situationships, I've been in flings, but not in an actual relationship. And you know, after being single for so long, I've really started to miss being in a relationship, and like my heart yearns for a boyfriend. Kayla knows. I talk about it all the time. I'm like, oh my god, I wish I had a fucking boyfriend.
This and a boyfriend.
And it's just like the urge is so strong, but then like I think about, well, I'm like only a college sophomore. Yeah. I'm gonna turn 20 next year. Like, do I want to be in a relationship? And I'm like, I do want to be in a relationship, but I also don't want to be single during this time of my life. Mm. And it's weird because even though I want a relationship so bad, like, I start talking to this guy and I feel like it might be going somewhere. And now I'm like having my doubts. I'm like, okay, I thought this was what I wanted, but now, like, what if the idea of it sounds so good, but when I'm actually in it, I'm just gonna wanna, like, get out and experiment.
And go,
yeah,
go
see, hook up again. Yeah, exactly, yeah, so, that's... I can't have both, obviously.
We have, like, the opposite problems, and, like, we keep warning each other, but we swear. Because I'm like, no, it's okay. Don't get a boyfriend. Like, I want to have hookup culture. Like, I want to explore people. Like, it seems so nice. And you're like, I want a boyfriend. Like, I don't want to explore people no more.
I think balance. Like, a boyfriend every other year.
That's the thing, though.
That's the solution.
Dude, I don't think I'm, like, capable.
A year being single and a year of a boyfriend and a year being single.
Like, I wish, I really, yeah, like, I think you need, like, a boyfriend for the holiday season. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That, like, yeah. The yeah. people that can do that, like, oh my god, you got it figured out.
I think that's why casual dating is so nice. Like, I like casual dating. It's just, like, people are more into hookup culture than casual dating, I feel
like. You know
like.
What I think it is? I think the key to success when dating while young is you want to date the people that, like, you don't really fuck with that much.
Oh,
kind of like, they're hot as fuck. They're also really boring, but I'm going to date you anyways and, like, let you take me on dates, and that's cool. We'll do that, and then I'll break off, and it will be easy. And you, the people that, like, you actually vibe with, that, like, you really, really, like, think about all the time, you keep them as friends. Until you're both like ready to settle in.
I don't know.
I think
that's
the only way, or else you're just gonna keep falling in love with them, getting into a long.
You know, you don't have to fall in love with them. I feel like
Guile has to.
No, like, I'm just such a lover. Like, I do love really deeply though. Which I think is my issue, which is why I'm like, I don't even know if I'd be able to do flings, because I would just be like, how can I give you every part of myself?
Yeah, you fall in love really, really easily.
So that's what I'm saying. I think the formula is you date the people that you don't vibe with that much. And I think you both, like, mutually understand that. Does that make sense?
No, but then how is that a good time?
No, but
if that's the case, why aren't you single?
Okay, no. guys, please listen. Please. Look, let's say there's this dude, right? He's really hot. He's, like, really, really hot. You find him attractive. You hooked up once or twice, and, like, it was amazing. It's really good. And you're like, Like, we could be like okay friends. Like, we're, you know, he's kind of interesting. There's a lot of things I don't like, but there's some things I like, and I think he feels the same way about me. Let's date, and we'll be together for a month, 2 months while we're in that honeymoon phase. And I know as soon as that, like, we get bored of each other, we'll be like, okay, we're like over it. So you'll get like the fling aspect. I was like thinking about it, like, that does sound interesting.
I'm just hearing so much shit. Like, you want to do this, then this, then that.
Doesn't that make sense, though?
I get where you're coming from. It's just like, I just don't think it's gonna work. Like, I feel like you're not gonna want to do things with that person if you think they're like mid.
Well, but I think like sexual attraction can do a lot for people. Like, I think you'll withstand a lot of like boring personalities, it seems like.
I don't know. I feel
just
like
a theory, a game
I feel
theory.
Like, my method is just like, if I meet someone that I think I can vibe with, like, I don't I don't necessarily think like, okay, is he gonna be a friend? I just see if I like spending time with them, and if it could be more, then it could be more. Like, I'm not opposed to a long-term relationship. That's the thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, because I feel like it's weird to kind of label things as like with an expiration date.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Right.
I just go into it to see how it's gonna go. And if it's good, then I'm going to
get
into
like,
it, you know?
If you start dating someone right now, would you want to give them 3 years of your life?
That's the thing. Is like, I don't know. It's just something you have to see.
That's true.
I don't think it's something you can make a decision for right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I mean, the whole situation with you and your boyfriend, I feel like I understand why you guys are doing what you're doing, but I also, I don't know if I could do that. Like, I feel like if I really was, like, really, really was in love with that person, I don't know if I could let them go like that.
Yeah, and that's so, what I'm like, that's what I'm like hoping I can do. Because I'm like, I'm about to like have heartbreak of the century. Or just, you know, it's like, why would I do that? I have like the biggest FOMO. It's like, but the thing is, like, I do know, knowing myself, is that like I will want to just explore different people, and that's something I really, really want to do, and I don't want to miss out at all. But I also really, really do love him, and I like have to, like, I would love to be with him, but I have to make the decision, and it's like difficult. I mean, it's gonna be hard for sure, but the way I see it is like, you know, I'll spend a year, 2 years just like experiencing multiple people, and just like, you know, seeing how that goes. And then eventually I feel like what I hear a lot from people is they're like just tired of hookup culture. So they're like, I mean, like, sex is whatever, like, it has lost meaning, like, it doesn't, I don't even want it with people anymore, like, the idea of having sex with someone that I don't have a connection with isn't appealing anymore, which a lot of people seem to feel, which is why they get like over hookup culture and they're ready to like commit. So I think I want to get to that point. So also, like, are you at that point?
Where I am, like, at that point. That's why I want a relationship
so
bad.
Why do you have doubts if, like, that's, do you really want to be in a relationship or not?
I know I want to be in a relationship, but there's always going to be a part of me that's like, you should stay single for college. But I'm like, okay, I don't know if I want to do that either.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Like, the urge for a boyfriend is a lot stronger, so I'll give in to it. Like, if I find the right person, I definitely want to, like, get in a relationship. I don't know if I want to do, like, long-term, but definitely a relationship.
You know who are the strongest people? The ones that meet someone that they vibe with, like, on a deep, deep level, and they just love, and they're like, sorry, but I'm focusing on my career right now. Like, I could never do that shit. Like, no, I'm going. Like, fuck my career.
Yeah, maybe that would be you.
Take inspiration.
I could do both.
I think after you and your boyfriend do split up, it might be good to take some time to yourself.
Is it though?
I think it is.
Why?
Because you haven't had that.
That's true. No, I do think it'd be good.
I think you're a little too reliant on other people for your like emotional needs.
Well, the thing is, like, I do a lot of, I know everyone's like, you should like have time, be able to be alone. But the thing is, like, I do most things alone regardless. Like, so it's like, what would I be gaining from
that? Yeah, but I don't know. I think you constantly being in a relationship, a situationship, maybe, or just something.
Yeah. That's probably bad, like, in some way.
It is bad.
Maybe. You never know, honestly. You never know. I know there's like there's people that are happily single, which is like so interesting to me. I do think it's good. I am going to try, obviously, just being by myself, but I am also like, okay, so what am I supposed to get out of this? I know there's value. I just don't know what it is. Yeah.
I think if you're in a relationship, like, you have the comfort of knowing that you have someone to lean on if, like, you're going through a bad situation. But if you're alone, like, you only have yourself to lean on. So, you're, like, you're just learning to be more independent.
Or, like, what about your friends?
No, yeah, that too.
Well, that's true. Wait.
That too.
Guys! Well,
that's
the thing.
Look, that's the thing. Like,
for comfort.
No one, the people that have both, like, one best friend that they, like, are absolutely super, super vulnerable with and a boyfriend, like, that's, if you have both of those, what else do you need?
Yeah.
If you have one of those, you'll still be looking for the other one and be like, I'm not happy yet. I still need, like,
okay, then maybe stay single and look for friends.
Yeah, no, so that's good.
And then you're going to be friends with someone and you're like,
no, yeah, that is.
How about you try having a girl best friend so that you don't fall in love with them? Yeah. Or you find out that actually...
Guys, I could have gay best friends that I'm not in love with.
That's going to go south, so...
No, it isn't. It isn't.
I know it is.
No, I learned my lesson. I have made that mistake of thinking someone was a lover when it was just platonic, and I will never commit that mistake again. And that is, like, engraved in my head. So.
Okay. Maybe just don't meet them on an app.
Yeah, perhaps. Well, no, the thing is, I mean, I'm not in college, so, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Well, you can
Bumble
just,
friends.
Just show up to, like...
Bumble BFF? No, yeah, literally. Like,
you can
Bumble
show BFF. Up to parties and stuff.
Yeah. No, there is a lot of good that comes out of being, like, independent. And I know a lot of that is, like, learning to be more, like, emotionally... just me supporting myself. But you know what's so fucking funny about that is, like, even in a relationship, I just seem to want to deal with everything myself regardless. So it's like, what am I looking for? What are we doing here? What connection do we need?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What needs are your relationships fulfilling?
Right? Like, that's kind of like, what need is it? You know what? Okay, you know what? Something that I also thought was interesting is I was asking, like, a friend, like, is there anyone in your life that, like, knows you at your most vulnerable, like, totally, totally just knows you and all your vulnerabilities? And they were like, no, there never really has been, because they've also had never been in a relationship, like a long-term, like, deep relationship, right? So that was weird to think about, because if there is anything, it's like, I've always had one person that, like, knows me, like, inside and out, right? Since I was pretty young. But there's people that, like, have never had that, of, like, yeah, there is someone that, like, knows everything, which was so weird to think about, because, like, to me, that seems scary. It seems scary. I feel like that's when I would feel really alone. So I think if there is a need that is fulfilled by, like, a relationship, it's the one of, like, wanting someone that knows me, like, like, for who I am.
Why don't you do that for yourself?
What?
Do you think you're, like, self-sufficient, like...
Emotionally?
Yeah.
Yes. Surprisingly, I know. I'm surprisingly, do have good habits, and I do take care of myself. And I'm on the come up, got my therapist appointment tomorrow. Like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust people who, like, can't stay by themselves single. Like, anytime I meet anyone who's, like, always in a relationship, I immediately... I'm a little like, okay, you're kind of like, that's like a big red flag for me.
That's interesting. I could totally argue if it is a red flag or not. I think it could be, but also.
I think it is.
You really think so?
I think it is, because it kind of says a lot about, like, just, like, themselves. Like, if they are sufficient within just themselves.
Like, taking care of
themselves. Yeah, because, at least from my observations, what is usually the case is that they just cannot support themselves. Like
in what ways?
Like emotionally. Like, and so they always need, like, someone else for their baggage, for their emotional baggage. And then they also are prone to making the same mistakes. Mm. Like, that's what I've always noticed, is that they're the same person. They remain comfortable because they always have someone else there to like kind of enable that behavior, to like give them comfort. And then they just keep on making the same mistakes because they don't actually like learn from anything.
Yeah,
that's what I've noticed.
That's a good point. And I feel like I felt the same way. And then I read this article, saw this TikTok, where it was this dude that was just like, the point of a relationship, or like, the point isn't to like fix all of your wrongs and bad things about yourself, bad habits, before getting into a relationship. Like, the point of a relationship is to like go into it with bad habits, and like having this person that like encourages you to grow and like be better and such. So that's why like I'm like, is it a red flag all the time? But
what if those bad habits are something that you can fix yourself?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's like they don't give, if you have given yourself like the time to be single, then okay, yeah. But that's not the red flag I'm talking about. It's like if you're constantly in a relationship.
Yeah, some might say I'm a walking red flag.
You are.
I don't know.
If the Gemini sun didn't give it away, maybe the Leo rising?
Libra moon?
All those things saying something?
Beware. Beware, guys.
It's time to be real. Sorry, guys.
That was a scary man.
I am actually not that scary. For the most part, I am very self-sufficient. And
that's good.
Yeah, which is why I'm like totally like, huh, interesting. Because I do want to be aware of my bad habits. And I think having someone that like sees them and tells me them allows me to like actually work on it. Because if anything, it's like more inspiration, because I'm just like.
But then you don't do it for yourself. You do
it for them. No, I do it for myself because I want to be like good.
Do you?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay. Anyways, guys, I don't think you do.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a interesting thing. I'll have a chat with my therapist about it and see what she thinks.
Let us know what happens.
Yeah. What about you, Kayla?
What?
Would you be scared of missing out on your youth by being in a relationship?
Yes. I feel like that's my main concern, actually.
That's your main concern?
Yeah, because the relationship that I am right now, I went into it like thinking that it wasn't going to be... I mean, it's not long term right now. It's like half a year, but it's more than I thought. So I thought it was just gonna be like, oh, it's just gonna be like a fun, like, you know, like short-lived
fling.
But it's not. It didn't turn out to be. And at first that like really scared me, because I didn't know if like that's what I wanted to do, and also like my commitment issues, you know, I was like really scared. But I'm still in the relationship, and I've learned a lot about myself and just like being in a relationship, like what it entails and stuff like that. But I don't want to do it for like the rest of my youth. And I think I'm very cautious of that, but it's hard because when you do have those conversations like with your partner, then it does set an expiration date on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then how I see is like, if there's an expiration date on it, then like, what's the point in being in it right now?
Really?
That's
how you see it?
That's how I view it sometimes. Okay. I mean, I am like pessimistic.
But milk has an expired date, but we still drink it.
What?
So true.
No, that was milk, good. He said milk has an expiration date, but we still drink it. I get it, but sometimes I feel like it's just prolonging the hurt. Like, it's just like...
Oh, you're gonna fall deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
In love.
Yes. Exactly. And so that's what's scary. I do, of course, you know, think that like milk. You know, milk is so good. But like, you know, there's obviously like the positive of staying in it because you care for the person so much. But
it's just living in the present, you know, feeling the emotions while you feel in the real time.
That's the thing. I know that, but like, there's, I don't know. I think it's important, you know, feeling the emotions in real time or whatever, but also realizing that at the end of the day, it's just like, it's going to end in the near future or however, you know, however long. So it's just like, I don't know. I have conflicting feelings about it, but I don't want to be in a relationship for like the rest of my youth, that's for sure. And
But it's just about how it's long just, you'll be in this one.
Exactly. And that's what's so sad about it.
I know.
Because
I know.
I completely understand you, Gael, because it's just, you know, one person is going, or both people are going to be hurt at the end of the day. And and the thing is, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the expiration date is. Like, I don't know when, you know, it will happen, or when I want it to happen, when he wants it to happen, or stuff like that. So it's just hard figuring it out. But I know for certain that I don't want to be in a long-term relationship when I'm young.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
That's what
I think. That's a lot of us.
Yeah. Because imagine you give 2 years of like your prime time, like 21, I would say is like a good time.
I say 20. I say starting 20.
Yeah. So even starting
20. I think starting 20. Okay, that's
but like when. Essentially, like I feel like the best time is like 21 and like 23 and stuff and stuff.
Mm.
Like imagine you give your years, like those years to someone.
No, I'm not. And then you that's break the thing. Up. I'm like, not that is doing scary. That. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
And you're gonna. Oh my god. Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I can't get those years back.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly. when everyone else was out there.
Dancing with
anyone at the club, your lame ass had to sit by the sidelines and watch.
I have a boyfriend in Paris, in France, south of France.
Yeah,
Nueva York.
Yeah, no, that was true.
Right, no, I got it. Like, yeah,
but it's just hard. Like, I did think about that when we were in France, when we were at the club. Like, there. Just like such a peculiar setting that like I was like, when am I'm not getting this setting back at this age. But it's like I'm obviously not going to do anything, you know, like
she's not a cheater.
I'm not a cheater. So I'm not gonna do anything obviously to like jeopardize my relationship or anything. But I did have the thought of like, oh, if I was single, like would I have enjoyed myself more?
Mm-hmm. Would I have made better memories?
Exactly. Exactly. That's the thing that gets me. Like, I would have made better memories. And that sucks. It does. But, you know.
So what is the trade-off?
I came from my boyfriend. Yeah, that's so trade-off. It's hard because you can't really, like, win in either situation. That's how I think of it. I mean, like, you can obviously say, like, oh, you win by being in your relationship. And, like, you know,
do you think
like that,
you could do the whole, like, we'll break up for now. I'll see you in 2 years.
No.
No, it'd be like a like okay, no, this is it.
I'm not doing that.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work. That's the thing. It doesn't work.
Don't ever, it doesn't ever work wait for anyone. Like
no,
don't
not waiting. But
you are essentially waiting.
Yeah,
because it you're like okay, now I just need to wait out these 2 years and then I'll be back with them. But
exactly.
So much could change. Yeah. Like
that's
they might find someone that they like more.
Yeah, dude, that would.
And there's just like false hope for
it's false
both
hope.
People, and it's just like. You're prolonging it again. It's like just say bye.
Stay,
like just that, like
stay
end
together.
It.
No, that's
exactly.
So true.
Yeah. Exactly. Either break up or you stay together.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, we'll take a
try
pause.
It again. Yeah. No, yeah. It's you would have you do have to go think go into it thinking like this is like goodbye. Oh
my. Exactly.
That's so sad, especially like if they like there was nothing wrong. It's just like I guess it's like right person, wrong time if you want to call it that. I do think, however, it's like, I mean, yeah, it's what I've been like feeling the past couple of days. It's like, fuck. I think what I settled on is that I do want to like, I guess, have the last couple months or so of appreciation and whatnot. Yeah, I feel like that's better than nothing, like some happiness, like instead of just breaking up right now because we know it's going to end. It's like I might as well enjoy it until we get to that point. Where we're like, okay. Now
but how do you know, like, when that point
that's
is?
That's the thing.
It's like, do you just label a day on the calendar? Because it's like...
I mean, okay, so for sure, I know, like, if it's we're getting to 21, it's like, okay. Like, as soon as I reach 21, like, okay. Really? No. So, he's going to be 21, like, next August, right?
Oh! What?
So, at most, it's like a year. Because even me, like, at 21, I'd be like, okay, like, it's 21. Like, you really got to decide, like, right now. I don't think I would want to, like... prolong after that. So, you know, at the very best it's like one more year, but if anything, like having the thought of it that like there is an expiration date might make you like push each other away slightly, since it's like, okay, well, I might as well make it hurt less by like slowly letting it be a slow burn instead of loving even deeper, and then you get to this expiration day and you're like, okay, like now it's gonna really, really hurt. But yeah. So good luck to us.
I know, right?
It's so sad to think about.
It's so depressing. It's so
sad. Especially because like, I feel like part of me, it's like part of me when I say like, okay, at some point, like when I'm telling, we're telling each other, like at some point we're going to break up. We think about it as in like, oh, when the time comes, like it'll be easier because we'll be more ready. But then you realize, no,
you're never going to be ready.
It's going to feel the same as if you said, okay, we're doing it today. Like that's, you know, it's not going to be any easier, which makes me even more sad. Because like, if I think about it right now, I get like a preview of like what it's going to feel like. And I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it.
But a part of me is like, there is something beautiful about like growing up and like sharing a love with someone. And then like, it's like you've known them for like so long. I think there's something beautiful in that. And a part of me is like, it would be nice to find like a relationship like that where sure, like it starts off as like something really casual, but then it like is a thing. And then you guys like graduate college together and it's like you just keep on moving up. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted that, but I also get really bad FOMO, so it's like I can't have both.
I get bad FOMO too.
So it's like, so let's say I do find like the one, whatever the one, like what do I do? Because I feel like I'm not gonna have your guys's what is it,
audacity,
courage. Self-control,
courage, I guess, courage to like lead that relationship, because I feel like I'm gonna want to like
stay
no, yeah. And then like see where our lives take us. But then I'm like, what if it doesn't work out and I like, just wasted my time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You really need like a super honest, like, can I truly live with their bad habits? Or like,
but even then,
such
even,
a gamble all the time.
Yeah, I don't
such
know.
A gamble all the time. Yeah, no, it's such a gamble between like, is this the person or are they not? Like, what is gonna happen? And I think the hardest part is also just staying, like, not holding on to that hope, even in your subconscious, and like truly killing that hope inside your own brain, which I think is the hardest. Because even if we break up, like, let's say we break up now, part of me would still think like, okay, in 2 years, we'll see what happens. But it's like losing that hope is like the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also think of it as like, where am I going to find somebody else? Like, and I think that's such a hard part, because it just makes me feel like I'm losing out on like just being with him. I'm still with him. I'm like talking like I'm mourning the relationship, but like I'm still with him. But, you know, hypothetically in the future, it's just like, it makes me sad because I feel like I'm missing out on this like great person.
Right.
Kind
of, it's just like a risk you have to take.
Exactly. If we really want to go hook up with people, and
okay, it's not just hooking up with people.
The flings.
It's you know, big single. Picture. It's big like picture. Like exploring yourself.
Your 20s by yourself. And,
exactly. And just like being important. With your friends, taking trips. Like,
yeah,
it's not just like one night stands.
You don't want to be like the friend with the.
I mean, I don't view it as like, you see. If/when we were to break up, it's not like I want to do that so that I can specifically for the sole purpose of hooking up with somebody for one night and then that's it.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's like, you know, being with my friends, going to clubs, going on trips, mm-hmm. you know, casually dating. It's
discovering yourself and
exactly
just by yourself.
And also just like focusing on my career too. It's like I don't want to have any big not distractions. What's a nicer word for distractions? You know,
priorities.
Yeah, priorities. Yeah, exactly.
You do have to prioritize more people.
Exactly, and that's something that I like struggle with even now. It's like balancing all these people that like I have to, you know, take care of. And I mean, obviously, I love everybody that I'm like around, but it's just hard when you know you have a lot to balance on your plate.
A lot of love
stuff.
To give.
A lot of love to
give. You
get
one piece of my heart. You get one piece here.
But it's more than just a hookup.
Yeah.
You know.
I think for me, I guess the way I describe it is like just I guess the freedom to choose if you're going to like have a quick fling just whenever you're like traveling or something. Like that freedom is what I am looking forward to. But when it comes to like exploring myself and like learning about myself and stuff, I don't know. I still need convincing on that, because I think like multiplayer is more fun. Well, you've never given
yourself the time to.
Yeah. I don't know. Has it been fun exploring on your own?
Yeah. No, I would say 2021, the year I was like single. It was like one of like the best years of my life, because I didn't need like someone else there to like comfort me. It was just like I was learning to be comfortable with myself. And you just learn so much about yourself that you wouldn't be able to do in a relationship. And that's what I'm saying is, like, whenever I see people who don't give themselves the time to just be single, not be in anything, not talk to anyone, it, like, you know, it makes me feel bad for them, because I feel like they're not really, like, being honest with themselves. They're kind of saying, like, no, but, like, I thrive with other people, whatever. But it's, like... Mm. You've never given yourself the chance, so you wouldn't know. I think you're just scared of being alone.
Yeah. I think the one thing that I do see as, like, a really big benefit of being alone is that you don't have that pressure to, like, look any certain way. Because there's no pressure of, like, oh, if I do this, like, will my partner not like me as much anymore? And that stops a lot of growth, I think. Does that make sense? What? Like, when it comes to, like, I think one of the good things about being single is that it gives you time to change things about yourself and not worry if, like, your partner will like it or not. Because I think when you're in a relationship, there's always that small subconscious part. It's like, ooh, will my partner not find me as attractive? Will I have to, like...
Wait, so it's just, like, appearance-wise? Or
physical. This is more physical, for the most part. That's also one good thing, which I guess is also a little mental, because it's, like, acceptance.
I feel like that's such a small thing compared to everything else.
Really?
Yeah, like, it's like, who cares how you look? Like, it's like, it's about you. Like,
yeah, but the thing is like, how you look is, like, also mentally affects you mentally. So,
but why would your significant other like you any less if you change something?
That's the thing. I feel like that's, like, obviously, yeah, everyone says, like, they wouldn't like you any less, but there's always that subconscious, at least in my mind, is like, there's always that subconscious bias of, like, if I gain weight, or if I get skinnier, or if I, like, do all
grow a mustache.
Well, do I have a sweat mustache?
You want to grow a mustache?
I want to grow a mustache?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like if you're that concerned with, like, whether your partner's going to, like, if you do something for yourself, like, you change your style or whatever, then maybe you definitely need time to be by yourself. Like, because then you're exactly. just, you're changing,
yeah.
you're jeopardizing your own needs or whatever and your own wants just to please someone.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. That's a good, like, thing of being single.
The good things about it is that you start, like, removing that, and then eventually you come into a relationship being like, okay, like, it doesn't matter, like, you like me for who I am, and if you don't, then
yeah. Interesting. Another example, like, what if your partner are not like into parties or clubbing, then you'd probably find yourself not going into, like, parties or clubbing.
Yeah, but maybe that's an interest that, like, you really would have developed otherwise.
Or raves, you know, what if your partner doesn't go,
because I think
raves?
All of us are wanting to get our partner's approval in any relationship. Yeah. So it's
just, like, out of respect too, like, for that partner.
So it's that natural growth too, is what I see.
I think there's more to being single than I think you think.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot that I don't know, which is why I'm, like, asking, like, what there is. Not, like, as in, like, you know, what is there? Like, there's nothing. It's, like, genuine, like, oh, like, what is there? Because I, like, am looking forward to that. So, like, yeah. So to anyone listening, I swear I'm not a red flag. No, I do want to be single. I think there's a lot of value in it. And if you are like me and haven't been single, there is probably a lot of value. I just don't know it yet. So, you know, maybe in 2 years, if we're still doing the podcast and I've been single for a while, I'll have revelations and be like, wow, before I used to think, like, it was just this, but there's so much more. And then it'll be like a whole new thing. But thank you for listening. Anyone have any final thoughts?
What if, like, you break up with them because you feel like you need to go on, like, you know, your single voyage or whatever. But then when you're older, you realize, like, I should have never done that.
That's what I'm saying, Kayla. Bruh. Okay, no, hold on. Wait, hold on.
Because that is a genuine thought. That
no,
just
I know. Also, your first love is the hardest to get out of. Because that's when you truly feel like, there's no way someone else is going to make me feel like this. Like, there's just no fucking way. And then you get into it and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, that's just a gamble you have to take.
Yeah. I think for the most part, the gamble's worth it. I think you'll find someone. It might be hard. It might take you years. It might be annoying, frustrating.
We'll see. We'll report back.
Boyfriend number two was actually the best option, and I fucked up. Can you imagine? Anyways, thank you for listening. What should be the question?
Would you want to experience hookup culture or a long-term relationship?
We'll put something down there.
Yes.
Yeah, something to do with relationships. So go answer it and let us know what you think. Maybe I'll do like, what are the benefits of being single? And then look at all your answers once you do. But thank you for listening. You could follow us on socials at Teenage Therapy. And obviously we go live on Spotify every Sunday at 6 p.m. PST. So make sure you come talk to us then. But regardless, thank you for listening. Hopefully you like the episode, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye. Bye.